We are learning Maseches Bamitzia Daf Mem Amar Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah Daf Mem Amar Aleph. Look at the Mishnah. Mafke Perav Yitzchak Haveiroi. If someone gives payrois to his friend to watch, Hareze Yoytzi Loiches Roynus. When you give it back to him, you could deduct the normal amount of chesaroin that happens by the payrois through mice and getting lost. The normal amount you let it deduct. And the Gemara is going to ask, like, just give back the payrois that you watched, and you'll see where the deduction is. So the Gemara is going to say the case was, it was mixed together with your payrois, so you didn't know exactly how much, how the mafkid's payrois feared. Therefore, you give it back, this is the way it is, you give it back, minus deducting the chesaronis. Now, how much do you expect the chesaron? So it depends. L'chitim v'l'oyrez, for wheat them for oyrez, which most Rishonim teach as rice, some teach as millet. So the halach is, l'chitim v'l'oyrez, tishachatzi kaben. It's 9 half a kaben, which is 4.5 kaben. L'kor, every kor is 180 kaben, because a kor is 30 saw, a saw is 6 kav. So 6 times 30 is 180. 4.5 out of 180 is 1/40. So 1/40 of chitim v'l'oyrez are deducted because that usually gets lost. When it comes to sa'irim and doichin, sa'irim is barley, and doichin, either if oiriz is rice, doichin is millet, and if oiriz is millet, then doichin is something called fennig or fennel, so different type of grain. So there, the shear is tisha kavin lakur, 9 kavin lakur. So if it's 180 kavin for a kor, 9 kavin is 1/20. Lekusmin, which is spelt lazera pishton, and for flax seeds, shalosh saam lakur, 3 saam lakur. So is 6 kav, 3 times 6 is 18. So 18 kor is 10%. 10% is deducted. That's how much it depreciates. It depreciates 10%. Hakol fi amidav, kol fi azman. So basically, the Tanakhama is saying is it depends how much you deposit. If you deposit a kor, so you take it depreciates this amount for every single kor, and every year, and for his mom means every year, again, it loses another this amount again. He says, you Tanakhama say, let's say it's 10 kor. So if it's 10 kor, it's going to be 10 times, for example, by the Chitim Oiris, 10 times 9.5 kavin. All 1 year. Zokta Rabbi Yechimanuri, what do you mean? The Achbarim have a certain amount they have to eat. They're not going to eat anymore because there's more stuff. So only depreciates 1 kor. The rest of them, you don't worry about because the Achbarim are not going to eat more because there's more rice. They only need a certain amount. Now, Tosafot brings down from the Yishalmi that the Yishalmi says that when they see a big hoard of rice, they call the friends. When they see tvua, not only did he eat it, they call their friends to eat also. So that's pshat in the Tanakhama. We'll see the Gemara, not a pshat in Tanakhama. Rav Yehuda Eimer, according to Rashi, Rav Yehuda is in between Shita. Rav Yehuda holds that not like Tanakhama, not like Rechem Nuri. Not like Rechem Nuri because he holds that they do eat more. But not in Tanakhama that you take off for each kor, it depreciates its amount. He says, you know why? Because really, when you give it in the summer and you return it, you give it before the winter and you return it after the winter, it gets bigger. The volume gets bigger because it blows up a little bit. So therefore, really, it's when I give it back to him, it looks like more. So therefore, if you weigh this amount, you don't have to take depreciation because automatically 1 pound at the beginning of the year is more than 1 pound at the end of the year. Because 1 pound at the end of the year, it just looks bigger because it blew up a little bit. So when you have a midah merubah, which is like 10 kor, so there, it'll cancel it out. And the depreciation is not so much. It's not, 10% for every kor. But it's not nothing for every kor either. So then it'll equal out. When I give it back later in the year, it'll equal out because it's automatically bigger, and then it'll equal out. That's what Rav Yehuda says. And if you didn't get it clearly, we'll explain it again when you see the Gemara. That's our Mishnah. What? No, yeah, you still take off. Everyone agrees you take off the depreciation of 1/40th, 1/20th, or 1/10th, depends on the amount of what you deposited. Dr. Gemara. It says in the Mishnah that Iris only depreciates 1/40th. Frank the Gemara, Oris Tuva Chasa, we see that Oris gets depreciated more. Our Mishnah met Oris that already was peeled. There's no peel. Since there's no peel, so there it goes only 1/40. But with the peel, since the shell around it dries out and that gets thrown out, so there it goes down and depreciates even more than just 1/40. The Kusman was our Pishton Gimel Sam Lakur. Omrav Yechron, Omrav Chia, Zera Pishton and Gevayim Shanu. That we said Zera Pishton is three Sa'an Lakur is talking about Zera Pishton with the Gevayim, with its stalks, similar to like Iris with the peel. Tainam Haki, the Kusman was Zera Pishton and Gevayim, La Iris Sha'in a Kalif, Iris that it's not peeled, Shalish Sa'an Lakur, three Sa'an Lakur. So it comes out like this, that really Iris and Oriz is the same thing like Zera Pishton. The Mishnah says Zera Pishton is three Sam. Oriz is also like that. With Oriz, it's in a Kalif. And Zera Pishton and Mishnah also went with Gevaylim. So really the cash is, why don't we say, in the Resha, together with Oriz Kalif, why don't we say Zera Pishton Kalif? So Tais says it's Kasha. And Tais says, because we don't know exactly how much Zera Pishton Kalif is. That we don't know. We know Oriz Kalif is 1/40, but Zera Pishton Kalif is not exactly that amount. And therefore the Mishnah didn't say it. Hakolfi Amida. This is Tana Kama Shita is Hakolfi Amida. Tana Kain Lechol Kur Vekur Vechol Shalom Shana. Every year and every Kur depreciates this amount. Orim Yechem Nuri. No, you think the Achbarim eat so much? They only eat what they eat. Tanya Omlo Yechem Yechnon. That the Rabbanan say to Rabbi Yechon, Harbi Oivdois Mehem, Harbi Mespazris Mehem. There's still a lot that gets lost and spreads and falls off from it. And that's why it depreciates. Not only the achbarim. There's other reasons why. There's other things happening why it gets lost also. Not only achbarim. Different yatayna yatayna. A lot gets lost from it. A lot gets spread. It falls off and spreads out. So Tais speaks out. Either Shami says the reason is that he's going to call other achbarim. Zokta Tais says that echnami. That's the problem. Really, all the bar is the achbarim will call its friends. But Zok Tais says, "Yes, Shloima Adil Dvar of the Rabbi Yechonon Kamar. I feel less the whole time with the Mefarish Bias Shami. Even if you know what Shami says, Mekomakam Harbi Ovis Mem Velak gets lost in it. Zok Dvar Vayta Tana. When Medvar Amurim, like we spoke this out in the Mishnah, this whole discussion how much it depreciates is Dafka B'Sheirvan and Peresav. If you mix it in your Peres, Av Yichla Karen Zovis. If you miyaket a corner for the Peres." You give it back, and then whatever depreciated. Actually, the Ritva HaYishanim speaks out that if it depreciated more than the regular amount, says you have to make a shvua that wasn't your pshia. But in any case, it doesn't. You don't have to give me a shir. Just whatever it is, you give it back. And if you mix it with your peiris, so what? So see how much is yours, remove it, and give the rest to the owner, to the mafkid. What's the problem? He kept on eating from his payers. So he doesn't know how much it is. But let him see how much he ate. The loyadi kam mistapik. You don't know how much you ate from it. Which means the Gemara assumes you know how much you put down and put into the storage. That much you know. But you don't know how much you remove. You eat every day an apple, a pear. You have no idea how much you're taking, and therefore, it was mixed up. So you have to know how much to give back. So you don't give back the entire thing he was mafkid, because it depreciated. Therefore, you give him back, he gave in 20 pounds, you give him 19 pounds back, because 1 pound depreciates if you hold 120.
Let's say if I gave you 10 pounds a week, and you give your 10 pounds a week,
right.
You can't just take out your time,
because
also depreciation
of your week. Right, but you were following yours, and let's say your own parents you were following. Echadami, it's your kasha, same kasha. Let's say you were following your own stuff, you were following exactly how much you had, how much you ate, maybe you could follow it. That's more kasha. Well, so you don't know. Maybe you don't know because you depreciated the same shot. You don't know. You're not sure. So tomorrow, because maybe you depreciated also, yeah. It's a good time. And Tarot says, you don't know, that you mix together. If it was mixed together, it would be very simple. Since it's mixed together, the mindset at the end of the day, therefore, you have to know the depreciation. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mhoisa Mida Meruba, it says it was a Mida Meruba, so what's the halacha? If it's a Mida Meruba, so then you could, it's in between Shita, then you could just give it back. Kama Mida Meruba, Om Rabbi Chanam Yechon, Asara Kurim. 10 Kurim, if that's Mida Meruba, then what you do is, let's say he deposited 100 pounds, you give him back 100 pounds, and you don't do depreciation because it got bigger, and that cancels out the takes into account the depreciation. Tainamachi, come with the Rubas or Kurim. And the more explains it now. Toni Tanaka made Rav Nachman. That this is Pshan Rav Yehuda. We told you the Maskana, but the Gemara first starts like this. When do we say do depreciation? When I measured and gave it into you, into the guy watching the Pekadon, I used the measurement they use in a Goyrin, and he gives it back to you using the same exact measurement. I have a measuring tool. I have a model. If you deposited it with a tool from the Goyrin, and you gave it back with the measure used in the house, which is always less, because if you give him back 100 pounds with a bias measure, it's always a little less than the 100 pounds given in. So you're getting back a little less. And that takes into account of the depreciation. Amalei, v'chiv shuftani askinon, the yavi b'kayla rabba, that they deposit with a big measure, v'shakli b'kayla zuta, and takes back with a small measure, makes no sense. So I want to know, what I mean to say like this, not that you gave it a measure from a groinoi, dilma be mois ha-goyrin commerce, in the days of the goyrin. When do we say that you have to take into account the depreciation is when you deposit Moshe Garin and you give it back Moshe Garin? I have a model like Moshe Garin, just like Moshe Shamim, but if you measured in the Moshe Garin and you returned it to Moshe Shamim when it already gets bloated, because at that time it gets bigger. The tool gets automatically bigger. So using the same exact measurement, but 100 pounds in the beginning of the year is the same volume as 100 pounds end of the year, but it's less Paris because it gets bloated. So therefore, if you give in 100, you have to get back 100. I depreciate it. When you get back 100, it automatically takes into account the depreciation because it's bloated. Right, the Gemara, is the Matthias is bloated. Did you ever have like a can of rice in your house and then when we came right before Pesach, you saw it was like busting out? I never saw that. Only a popular Abaya, him came, lifka kada, the jug should bust. So tomorrow, yeah, have a home, the pagakada, taka happened. The pagakada, that busted. The boy is saying, Mashum Itza. The reason why it doesn't bust is because since you pack it in well, it doesn't give it a chance to get bloated. But out in the silo or in the warehouse, it does get bloated over there, and taka gets bigger. That's the Matzias, it gets bigger in my Sakasham. Zok to Mishnah Vayta. When it comes to depositing wine, if you gave someone wine, and you gave the guy, you know, this guy stores wine for you. You give him, you know, it's brand new wine, just pressed, freshly pressed wine. This guy's in a store in his cellar. And you give him a few barrels of wine. And the Matthias is that the wine, a sixth or a fifth, we'll see in the Mishnah, gets absorbed in the walls, in the sherry casks, in the walls, gets absorbed in the casks. So then when you return it, even though I gave you, you know, this amount of wine, 20 gallons of wine, you give me back 19, or much less, so you get a sixth less, you give me back a 17. What's going on here? There it is, it gets absorbed by the walls. We take out a sixth for wine, a fifth. Now what about shemen, oil? For every 100 lug, you take out 3 lugim of shemen, 3%. Why? It's lug mechza shmarim, because 1.5 of that shemen shmarim, which means the sediments settle to the bottom. That's a little garbage that's in the shemen. It could be from peels, from pits, settles on the bottom. And lug mechza bella, and 1.5 lug get absorbed in the walls, much less than wine. But 1.5 of the shemen of the oil gets absorbed in the walls. In my shemen mezukuk, if I deposit by you shemen mezukuk already sifted out and cleaned out and clear oil, then it's only 1.5 bela, but not shmarim, because the Matthias is that there's no shmarim, they already made a mezukuk. If you deposited it by him in old casks of shemen, you don't remove the bela, you don't use depreciation of the bela, because there, it couldn't swallow, absorb anything, because it already was absorbed with other shemen. What?
Why does it have this issue? The same ether, whatever?
Because it's absorbed already. The walls are absorbed with shemen already.
You use an old cask for wine.
Oh, you want a wine, right? It could be wine's different. There's a Tyson on base about that. Maybe we'll speak it out, but it could be wine's different. The kubri, the wine, is different. Now, what about shmarim and wine? That we have a Rashash that talks about that. What about shmarim by wine? The sediments by wine. Dr. Rashash, I read you his lashon. Uva ad hashmarim mashma the ain't a manakle klum when it comes to wine. Benirali, Dr. Rashash, mishum the shmarim yain ulay shava kayain atzmai the chazi letemed v'shar dvarim. You can use those sediments, and those are they become part. That's called part of the wine. That can be used. You can use it to pour water in it to turn it into its own wine. And therefore, it doesn't talk about shemarim when it comes to wine. And the gabi the barrels, we'll maybe see in Taisan Beis about that. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, not only is this halacha of our Mishnah negeya mafkid, it's also negeya meicher. Afa meicher shemem mezukuk lechaveri koyim vayishana, which means like this: that beginning of the year, you go over to Mr. Herzog, you say, "Here is $5,000. Every week, I want you to send me over some wine." And he sends him over wine every, because I'm buying a 100 lug barrel of wine for $5,000, and he'll send me every week. Every week, of course, he sends him, because you got not to go wine, to my shemen, to oil, but to my shemen, sorry, not to my oil. So I don't know who the Mr. Herzog of oil is. So every week, he gets his log and a half of oil. He gets his log and a half of oil, he gets every week. And Lemaisa, it's clear oil. So there, at the end of the year, you can say, I promised you 100 lug, but last 1.5 is shmarim, because every 100 lug has 1.5 shmarim. I gave you good oil. So then, the last delivery is a delivery of sediments. A lug and a half of sediments. Again, we'll see in the Gemara a little bit more detail on this. Let me read it in Tzav one more time, because we said wine, so let me read it with saying oil. You sell oil, mezukul your friend, koi mezuk shana, not only by mafke, same as by selling. I raise makabal, lo yu megs, shmarim lemeya. 1.5 log for shmarim lemeya. Moshe, you have a question? Zog the Gemara. Zog Gemara. We have a shayla in our Mishnah. Is it a sixth of the casks swallow a sixth or a fifth? Zog the Gemara. Loi pligi. They're not arguing. Rabbi Huda and Rab and the Tanakama are not arguing. Loi pligi. Marke Asri. Each one's like their city. Ba'asri demar in the city of one of them. Chafu Bekira of Loi Mayitz Tvei. Which is the Tanakama holds that they in the Tanakama city they smear the walls of the chavis with wax in order to seal it, and that doesn't absorb that, and that does not absorb so much, and therefore only depreciates a sixth. The Asher Demar Rehuda's town chafri with kufra, they use pitch zephes or might say that absorbs more. If Bayisema that and not pitch not shiva Bayisema Moshim Gargishta depending on what type of earth they have over there that make the barrels. One of them absorbs more than the other one. So it's not really a machlekes. Now the next Gemara is about Rav Yehuda, not Rebbe Yehuda of our Mishnah, which just Rav Yehuda holds a sixth. We'll see. But as it's Rav Yehuda, Ramu, Arbaam v'tamni kuzi v'dano. In the city of Rav Yehuda, when they sold a barrel, they used to put 48 kuzi. Kuzi is a shear. Let's say it's like something like an ounce. A kuzi is like an ounce. 48 kuzi bedana. That's how much you filled up a barrel. And also dana b'shisa zuzi. They sold a barrel for 6 zuz. So if you're doing the math, if it's 48 kuzi and it's for 6 zuz, how much is every 8 kuzi? Or six? Every zuz is for 8 kuzi, because you do 6 divided by 48. Is 8 kuz per zuz. Okay? So now this is Rabbi Yehuda, who's a huge Talmud Chacham, one of the Amorayim, the Gedolei Amorayim, and he made a business out of it. So he sold Rabbi Yehuda. So Paris Rabbi Yehuda shisa bezuzah. Yehuda sold 6 kuzi at a time for a zuz. So if you do the math, he sold 6 kuzi for a zuz. So it turns out if he sells the whole barrel, if he wants to make his money back, his 6 zuz back, after 36 kuzi, he made his money back already. Shisa bezuzi, he sells 6, every 6 kuzi bezuz, so after 6 of these shishas, which is 36 total, he got 6 zuz, that's how much he paid for the barrel. So then he got his money back. He still has how many left? Still has 12 left, okay? So parz with the shisa shisa bezuzi, dal he's left with the top on base now. Dal plus the mishisa. He's left with 36. He left in Dal Tosim Shisa. He take off 36 Bishisa and partially Treisa. He left with 12. He left with 12 Kuzi. Now, added at 12 Kuzi, remember, he has a 48 Kuzi. He loses a sixth in the barrels. So he already lost. What's a sixth of 48? What's a sixth of 48? 8. So really, it went down from 48 to 40. So how much is his profit? Between 36 and 40 is 4. 4 Kuzi is his whole profit. So Dal Tamni Ashtusi, partially Aboy, left with 4. Everyone got that chesbon? Because it's 48 Kuzi. He sold 36 Kuzi for 6 zoos. He got his money back. Another 8 is got absorbed. 8 plus 36 is 44. He's left with 4. All he's left with 4. So how much Kuzi did he make? How much profit did he make? 4 out of 48. 4 out of 48 is less than a sixth. Much less than a sixth. 4 out of 48, if he would have been left with 8, he would have had a sixth. But he left with 4. So he only made a third profit on a twelfth profit on this entire barrel.
What's the shiloh?
What's the shiloh? Someone says the shiloh. Partially Abba. Bama Shmuel, I'm a stacker, I stack a Yisa Ashtos. He shouldn't make more than Ashtos. But he could make up to Ashtos. Like Rashi Ashtos is stacker. Look at the top Taisvis. Ha Ashtos is stacker. I'm a stomach, Rav Yehuda, have my mind to the Yisa. But lo nechir vir Ashtos. Why do you do that? The Ritual speaks out. It's Osir. It's Osir of a Tzuvah Rabbanon to not make the money he's allowed to make, up to what he's allowed to make. He's allowed to make up to a sixth, you have to make up to a sixth. It says that a tzaddik is nena vigia kapov, and finish. So you have to make the money. So why are you taking so little? So tomorrow he's making more money. Ika gulfi v'shmarya, when he buys this for the 48 kuzi for the 6 zuz, he also gets a barrel out of it, and he gets a shmarim as well. So he made some money. Frey Demar, you're making too much. Yachin Avos Leit, Tvei Mishtos, making more than Mishtos. The Shari cask alone costs worth big money. So no, Ika Tirche V'Demei Bar Zaisa. First of all, there's Tircha. And second of all, there's the Demei Bar Zaisa, which means what? You have to give money to the Chemveni to help him sell it, to make the announcements. That's one pshat. The other pshat is he has to go to the Chemveni to make a special hole in it. The first pshat, Loshon is Loshon Kar Zaisa, is the Girsa. And that's Loshon Kroza. The other pshat is the Loshon of Barzo is Loshon of a hole. You need someone to make a hole. You got a barrel, you make a special spout to take it out. So therefore that costs money. That offsets that. Altogether, the Maisa, you're making exactly a shtus. And the business was a very good and kosher business, making 1/6 on the wine.